Ever since you started participating in athletics, what have you won?
If we are to go to the record, I'm the record holder for my young 800. Nobody has ever beaten me in 800. So I've won it for the last 5-6 years. Then 400 the same. I have medals.
How many competitions did you participate in before?
In 2017, when I was in Singapore, we qualified for this one of this African game. And then I was the third person. So I became substitute. That was in Kenya. And then this year again, Toroti for national competition. I performed very well. And that one I was in third. That one I was in fourth in the national level. From there, I was selected to present Uganda in Tanzania, in Arusha. So we participated there well. So there, we are selected to go and present Uganda in World Second School Game in China, in Benzin next year.
Do you think we have good athletics coaches in West Nile or Arua to help you achieve your goals?
No, we are not having coaches and we are not having teams. And you know, no coach will also volunteer himself to just train you when you don't give anything to him. I'm the one sometimes who just train myself.
In your opinion, what do you think should be done to correct this?
The only thing is, if there's a way of getting good coaches for us. Sometimes athletics is seasonal. Here in Arua, when other games are not there, nobody even think of athletics. There are no races which are, at least the athletic position in Arua, arranged for these athletes to keep them busy. People wait for second time only when time for second school game come. Then you train for only 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you're supposed to go for competition. Some people there in Kampala or in Kapshora, all districts are mixed, where others train throughout the year. How will you make it?
What do you hope to win as you go to represent Uganda in next year's competition in Beijing, China?
Anyway, the reality is everybody will fight for the gold medal. I personally say that I'm waiting for the gold medal.